88.5 KCSN. Jeff Penfield joined live in studio by Bell X1. They're in town tonight for a show at the Troubadour in West Hollywood, and they've got a new album out called Arms. And right now I'm joined by Paul and David. Thank you so much for coming on in.
Thanks for having us, dude.
Absolutely. Now, when you originally announced this record, I think it was Paul, you were the one who kind of did the little write-up on the website. You mentioned that it was the most difficult record that you've made thus far. I see a little laugh in your face, but I mean, what kind of led you to say that?
Oh, because you think you know what you're doing, and then you realize you really don't. You know, it being our seventh record, I think we every record has been a bit, you know, has been a trip and has been a different sort of experience, but the sixth one, you know, the one before our second last record, was probably the easiest. We recorded in 2 weeks in Bridgeport, Connecticut, with Peter Kadis at the helm, who's, you know, we were big fans of and had finally got to work with him, and we were so excited, and it went so well, and it was easy and pleasant. And then we came around to making this new record, and it took a while to find its groove, you know. We went down quite a number of cul-de-sacs and discarded lots of songs. And I suppose, you know, you have to be ruthless about that, though. You know, you have to sort of be honest about what's good enough and what makes the cut and what feels right. And just, you know, we try to look on the bright side in that, it's part of the magic of it that there is no formula, that there is no sort of template or algorithm for making great music, and it either happens or it doesn't. So, it took a while for it to feel like it was something we wanted to share.
This is how I'm supposed to feel, it doesn't seem quite right. I'm horny and I'm sickened and I'm spoiling for a fight. But you're yawning. Chasing in poetry, getting on prose. I can't quite work out how this duvet cover goes. You're still yawning. She is inconsolable in all but your eyes. Might be cute now, but one day she'll turn around and say, I hate you. Say it's the most selfish thing that you can do. Last thing the world needs is more of you. But who'll take the wheel? Who'll dream it all up again? You're ready to blow your light. Coiled spring. Like touch paper, you like kindling. Yeah, you're snapping at me. Dirty fighter. Said on your head, I asked you, would you be my wife? I had a better plan, but a god swept aside. There's a place for everything and everything in its place. Sometimes I hold you in familiar contempt. I slide from tender to cold and too easy a moment, and it's a poor show. See you coming, my heart beating. My heart is beating like it wants out, like it wants out. You're ready to blow your light. A coiled spring. You're touch paper you like. Kindling. Yeah, you're snapping at me.
With Arms, it was very different. We seemed to have three very different styles going on. Like we were trying a bit of this, we were trying a bit of that, and we were trying a bit of the other. And so one batch was kind of like a continuation of Chop Chop. Then there was another one where it was like garage band, rock and roll, three piece, you know, just blasting out the songs, three chords and the truth kind of vibe. And then there was another more kind of groovy, you know, groove based clutch of songs. And so we were kind of going, the more work we did, it kind of, we got more and more confused, which I think is part of the, you know, so we wandered deeper into the forest and it got darker and then night fell and we were kind of going, oh dear, where are we? What's kind of, what's happening? So, we took stock, we got our friend Glenn Keating, who's touring with us, Mr. Keyboards, Mr. Vintage Synth Keyboards, and he basically helped us see the wood from the trees. And he, you know, we were feeling that maybe the groove clutch of songs was the way to go. It was something we hadn't really totally immersed ourselves in. So it was an interesting new avenue for us to explore. So we kind of pushed aside songs from column A, songs from column B, and went with, you know, the groove based tune. So yeah, there was a real kind of diverse, you know, styles going on when we were approaching the album. But as good as some people might think that was, it was a little confusing. Mm-hmm. You know?
So to a certain extent, it almost sounds like, you know what, this is something that we haven't explored before. This is something that we can really dig in a little bit deeper, try to see how we can make this kind of sound be Bell X1, kind of see how we can incorporate what we can do with these songs then.
Yeah, and even from an emotional level as well, we've always been, you know, we wear a heart on our sleeves in a lot of ways. And so this time it was more of an inclusive, you know, come to the party and stay for the emotional message if you want. But so it was more of an inclusive thing, the groove-based music. And we were really enjoying that. You know, we weren't kind of going for the juggler emotionally, as Glenn would say. We weren't going for the totes emotion vibe. So, you know, we were really enjoying that, you know. And it's the great thing is that spirit really feeds into the live shows and kind of brings a new sense of energy to the live shows that we find ourselves enjoying.
We're smiling for the camera, me and my mother and my aunt, me in an ill-fitting tuxedo, Uncle Cumberbatch. Not quite the full picture, some photos missing from the past. Where's me asleep on the table, her not kissing me in bed. Her not kissing me back. The space that lies between us, I remember as cold. But one man's deep failure is another man's goal. I sometimes get a little mixed up in this Venn diagram.
Start out with a song, Fail Again, Fail Better. And it's like, you're talking about this like deep, dark, like failure. It's like this bad thing. And then you're like, fail better, do it better. It's like almost like, it almost sounded like you had a little bit of fun from in certain songs in there.
Yeah, yeah. The beatings will continue until morale improves, sort of thing, you know. Well, you know, as opposed to getting frustrated and going into a darker place, I suppose there was an element of, you know, unhinged, just, we wanted it to be sort of a bit less serious and have that sort of, you know, as a marker as well as the tune that opens the record. It's kind of a 2.5 minute little sort of vibe as opposed to sort of a formal song, I suppose. It's like a palate cleanser from where we left off, and an introduction to the sort of new, that sort of more looser, fun for want of a better word, but yeah, unhinged, I suppose, is where what we were going for a little more. Also, you know, the idea of fail again, fail better is it's a Samuel Beckett quote, actually, but so it gives it that sort of gallows humor, I suppose.
And really, lyrically, there are certain things in this record that you probably would not have done earlier in your career, just because your lives have changed, and there's new elements that you're experiencing through your life as you continue onward as a band too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, we're all fathers of young children now, and so you sort of see the world pretty differently when that happens. And, you know, there's a song on it called Sons and Daughters, which I suppose speaks to this idea of what sort of planet we're leaving for our sons and daughters and their sons and daughters, and you know, maybe taking responsibility for that a little more. And but you know, it's a pretty heavy bongos sort of theme, but, you know, in the past we might have sort of gone for the sort of more po-faced, overtly emotive way of conveying that. Whereas this is quite a perky disco tune almost. You know, so we went for that. We tried to resisted the urge to sort of go for the totes emosh a few times and sort of have that juxtaposition, which ended up bringing the song to a more interesting place, you know.
Up in the clouds,
Bellex One here live in studio playing some songs off their new album Arms. They're going to be at the Troubadour coming up tonight. Thanks again so much for being totes moche with me this afternoon here. So thank you so much.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having us.
It's 88.5 KCSN.